Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And as we come before you on this evening, once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I truly give honor to God who is the head of my life. I want to honor God who is definitely on the throne in control and definitely has the answer to all of our needs and desires. But I also would like to give honor to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. It's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I do thank you for those who are joining us by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and Twitter. And if you're listening to our archives, in the name of Jesus, God bless you in the name of Jesus for taking time to come forth and hearing the Word of God. For as we do, we continue reading the Word of God from the King James Version from Genesis to Revelation. And currently, we are in 2 Kings chapter 23. Praise God. We take time to read the Word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's, I believe, 4 o'clock on time, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Praise God. And we just thank God for those that are listening unto us on today. Praise God. If you desire Monday through Friday, we will continue reading the Word of God in the name of Jesus. For about 30, 45 minutes, we come forth. So we just ask that you continue to hear the Word of God, for somebody is to be blessed on today. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, we acknowledge, hallelujah, as you sit high and look low, we ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you continue to let your power continue to manifest upon those who believe in you, O God. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, fill us with your spirit, and continue to protect us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus. And as Isaiah chapter 53 says, that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him, and you are healed. In Jesus' name, you are healed. We trust that the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes forth to touch each and every person listening on today. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace, mercy, and your love. And we thank you for your mercy that's far exceeding anything that's of this world. Thank you, Father God, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God once again. Praise God. Praise God. And as we continue forth with the anointing, reading the Word of God, 2 Kings chapter 23. Let us read.
And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before the Lord, and walked before or after the Lord, and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all the heart and with all the soul, to perform the words of this covenant to were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal and for the grove and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried the ashes of them into Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priest whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places around about Jerusalem. Then also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun and to the moon and to the planet and to all the hosts of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron and burned it at the brook Kidron and stamped it small to powder and cast the powder thereof onto the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the house of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, while the women wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, and Geba, the Beersheba, and broke down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on the man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Tophet, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom. And no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the son. And at the entering of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots on the sun with fire, and the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Did the king beat down and break them down from tents and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron? And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the mount of the corruption, which Solomon, the king of Israel, had built, were Ashtoreth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for the Milcom, an abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. And he broke in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled the places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high places with Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, whom Israel to sin, had made both that altar and the high place, he break down and buried the high place and stamped it small to powder and burned the grove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied to the sepulchre that were there in the mount in sin, and took their altar and polluted it, according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then he said, what title is that I see? And the men of the city told him, it is the scepter of the man of God, which came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. And he said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone, with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria, and all the house also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the king of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger. Josiah took away and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places while there upon the altar, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holding such Passover for the days of the judges that judge Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah, but in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein their Passover was holding to the Lord in Israel. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah, and in the words of the law, Jerusalem did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book of Hilkiah, the priest found in the house of the Lord. And like upon him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all of the provocations of the Manasseh had provoked him withal. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, my name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Joshua and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In this days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates. And the king Josiah went against him, and he slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulchre. And the people of the land took Jehoaz, the son of Josiah, and anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead. Joash was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamathah, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libnah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. And Pharaoh Necham put him in bonds in Riblah, in the land of Hamath, that he might reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to the tribute of the 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necham made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king of the room of Josiah, his father, and turned his name to Jehoiakim, and took Joash away, and he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of Pharaoh. Exactly the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of everyone according to his taxation, to give it unto Pharaoh Necham. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Pedah of Ramah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. 2 Kings chapter 24. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees, the bands of the Syrians, and the bands of the Moabites, and the bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the servants, the prophets. Surely, as the commandment of the Lord came, this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again anymore out of the hand, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river of Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months, and his mother's name was Nehushtah, and daughter of Elithan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. At the time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came against the city, and his servants did besiege it. And Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother, and his servants, and his princes, and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 18th year of his reign. And he carried out thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. And he said, and he carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, when 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths, none remained, save the poorest sort of the people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land. Those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem, Babylon. And all the men of might, even 7,000, and craftsmen and smiths and thousands of all that were strong and apt for war, even them, the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Methaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead, changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 12 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hematol, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from hence presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Chapter 25. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it. And they built forts against it round about. And the city was besieged into the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And on the ninth day of the fourth month, famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land, and the city was broken up. And all the men of the war fled by night by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city around about, and the king went the way toward the plain. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And all his army was scattered from him. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. And all the army was scattered from him, so they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon. And in the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which is the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord and the king's.
No weapon formed against me shall. No.